Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie.
What you hear, please share.
Special thank you to our sponsors of Marketing with Russ, Independent Merchant Brokers, the Gregory Home Team of Keller Williams, and the Alzheimer's Association. For more information on Independent Merchant Brokers and their credit card, debit card processing and point of sale systems, go to independentmerchantbrokers.com. And for more information on the Gregory Home Team and their real estate services in Sweet Home, Oregon, go to sellwithgregory.com. And finally, for more information on the Alzheimer's Association and how to give to this amazing organization, go to alz.org. Special thank you to the Arbor at Avamere Court. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, a.k.a. hashtag RussSelfie. It is 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the West Coast in Oregon. I don't know what time it is where you are, but you know what? I'm thankful that you're here. I'm blessed beyond measure that you are part of this community and so thankful. Whether you're watching live or on replay, what a blessing it is to have you with us today. And I just want to say thank you once again. We're here every week. 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time for your listening and viewing pleasure. This live stream not only goes out live at 8, but then it sits on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube where we broadcast for infinity and beyond. That's right. Infinity and beyond. It's there forever, ever. It doesn't go anywhere, so you can keep watching it. But you know what's even better than that? Then it converts to audio podcast. So if you just don't have time to watch, but you like to listen, you can listen on iTunes, Spotify, or Amazon, whatever your favorite podcast platform is. There is so much value in this show because I have such amazing friends and connections, like Patrice, who's coming on today. Amazing people that add so much value to you, and you're definitely going to want to tune into that. So I'm so thankful that you're here. You know, I want to tell you a little bit about this. We're all about, this show is all about how amazing people connect. We just have conversations with amazing people like Patrice today, and they give so much value and insight. I try to add a little bit to that as well. And of course, you know what? I love to connect. We talk about connection and how it weaves in and out of their business and their community and all of that, but I love to connect, and it's really simple to connect with me. Just go to RussHedge.com. That's right. RussHedge.com is a place to go, and I keep it really simple. I'm a simple-minded guy. You don't need to worry about link trees or any other things. It's all right there, RussHedge.com. If you remember my name, everything's there you need. About my marketing coaching, my keynote speaking, my live stream producing, about how just to have a chat with me, how to connect with me. You can go via social media, via email, my phone number, or you can even schedule time directly on my calendar, and I would love it to chat with you today. So go to RussHedge.com, and you can do that today. Also, if you really want to gain full value of this show and have a one-stop source for everything, go just please subscribe at my YouTube page. Everybody watching now, open up a separate link and just all you got to put in is marketingwithrust.live. See, pretty simple. Again, if you know my name, you can get to my website. If you know the name of the show, you can get directly to my YouTube page. Marketingwithrust.live is the place to go. And that will give you access to all of the amazing people, over 400 episodes of Marketing with Russ and Russ Reels Live and the Experience Live with Russ and Scott and the Experience Local Live with Russ and Scott, which is now our new show. I'm super excited about that. In fact, just to let you know, that show happens right after this at 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So if you want to stick around, catch the next show and learn how to tie into your local community, wherever that is. We are encouraging you to tie into your local community today. So anyway, also, please share this out right now. You can go share, kick it out, tag your friends, let them know. You know what? Patrice is coming on. Marketing with Russ is on. Please let everybody know. So start tagging, start letting your friends know and sharing this with people. And I appreciate you doing that so much. So with that, just a couple more things. And that is behind me, as you see, Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, and all of my latest books, collaborative, amazing efforts. Befuddled is just me, but the other books that I've written, Rattled Awake, A Note to My Family, Beyond Boundaries, and the latest, Perspectives on Cancer, Volume 2, just released. And today, it's actually releasing on ebook. And so blessed to be part of those things. They're all available at RussHedge.com. Or you can go to Amazon to find those or other online booksellers. But the best way to do it, just go to RussHedge.com, buy book now, and it'll give you all that information, bounce you to wherever you get that, which is usually Amazon or my publisher. And so, yeah, would love for you to do that. Finally, and not least, is our marketing tip of the day. You know, each week we give a marketing tip of the day. And what that's all about is, you know, a lot of people say to me, what does connection and community building have to do with marketing? And I say, just everything, because I believe that connection and community building is the foundation of any good marketing plan, any good business, really any good life. But I also want to give you a little marketing tip of the day that goes beyond that. And a lot of times it ties into those things. And so, you know what? We're going to do that right now. Are you ready? And this will get cut out and it'll get put separately on social media all over the place so you can share this with people as well. So here we go. This is your marketing tip of the day. Earn loyalty first. What do I mean by that? Earn loyalty first. Yes. Give to others. Build relationship and show people you care. I love what John Maxwell says. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, right? Show people that you care about them by giving and supporting them and doing things for them. That is what you should be doing first of all. And that is how you earn loyalty, because when you give and show interest in others, like for example, if you want people to watch your live stream or your show, watch their live stream and their show and actually engage and comment and do things, showing them you care about the content they're putting out. Or if they're doing a workshop, be part of their workshop. If you want them to be part of your workshop, if you want to be interesting, you have to be interested first in them. And that is a great Zig Ziglar quote. You need to make sure that you are showing them you care. And that is how you earn loyalty. And you need to do that first. Put it in reverse. Don't worry about all these funnels where you're trying to get everybody in first. You're trying to build loyalty first. And that is your marketing tip of the day. Okay, so that gets cut out and becomes its own little thing, which we do every week. And with that, we're going to get Patrice in. He's probably wondering when the heck he's going to get in the show. So here he comes, Mr. Patrice Caputo. Hey,
hello. Hey. How you doing, Russ? I love that. Thank you so much for having me on. Absolutely honored to be here.
You bet. Well, you know, you're such a blessing. And you and I have been able to do this before. And I'm so thankful to have you back here because I learn every day from the amazing people I have on, and I am ready to learn today. I got my notepad, and I'm all ready to learn from you. But first, let's just start off with the basics. Who is Patrice Caputo, and what are you up to?
Oh, wow. Well, that's not a loaded question, right? So Patrice Caputo, I've been in advertising and marketing, gosh, going on 25 years. have experience running cable companies, television stations, radio stations, all kinds of billboard companies. So really all traditional media. But then have a beautiful family as well. A wife of 17 years, two beautiful daughters we're just catching up on that are 12 and 14, but going on 30. But really, you know, when I look at it, it's just kind of really what you said, Russ. It's the way that I live my life. It's about being genuine, about genuinely caring about people. And that's professionally, personally. There's not a delineation between here's Patrice, the person that is an employee, and here's Patrice, the person outside. It's who you are through and through. There is no differentiation. So that's a little bit about me, but we can unpack that as you want. Just didn't want to go too far in the weeds, but happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I am happy that you're here. And, you know, I tell you, it is life is all about people, right? Yeah. And it's about moments and it's about experience. And, you know, a lot of times in sales marketing, they're talking about, you know, giving your customers an experience and all that really is benefiting them, because people's favorite topic is who? Themselves, right? People want to know what's in it for me. So instead of trying to sell a widget, what does that widget do for them, right? What are you actually selling to them? What are you actually promoting? So let's unpack everything a little bit more and how you tie into people and all that you do for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it's really just like what you're saying. It's finding out what they're doing, what is important to them. So many times with the businesses that I work with, and I'm speaking now more of the digital realm, it's finding out what makes them tick. So many business owners, they have everything poured into their business. They haven't taken a vacation in a few years. Maybe they're trying to have growth aspirations, but it's realizing all of these different things and saying, you know what? Life isn't a cookie cutter. That's not how it is. And the more that you realize those things and you genuinely focus on what they're trying to do, what their challenges are, and the more that you can customize things, but speak their language. I think that's so important, because a lot of times is, you know, someone in media, we come into a presentation, maybe when we're working with a client, and we start all of the techno babble, we start all of the reach and the frequency, but we don't even understand who that client is, what their unique challenges are. We haven't maybe prepared and understood their specific niche industry. And so when we show up and we haven't done all of those things and we haven't connected with them, well, of course, you're not going to be able to help them out. It's going to not ring true. It's going to be hollow. And I think that's where you have to do those things, because, again, when they look at you across from the, you know, the desk, I always like to say you shouldn't be across the desk. You should be on the same side of them, because it's a true partnership. But you have to do those things from the moment you walk in. Why are they doing the things that they're doing? What is their motive? What is their, you know, aspirations? What did they have to go through just to get to today?
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Because I think sometimes we are so set in what we are doing, what we are trying to sell, what we're trying to portray, we're forgetting what they really need. And, you know, a lot of times my favorite example is, and I love LinkedIn and have amazing communities there, but it's the part that people that say they want to connect, and then the next text is a full 5-page sales pitch.
Right.
And every now and then my own brain gets the best of me, and I say, my orneriness, and I say, how do you even know what I need? You don't know who I am.
Right.
And the whole thing is, they haven't taken even a moment to breathe and find out who I am, what I need, what they're selling. I may not have any need at all for, and they have no idea. Yeah. Or maybe what I'm selling, I might have need for part of it, but I don't have need for what they're trying to push on me. And so I think that we want to stay away from that. We want to get to the point where we are offering people what really benefits them and helps them. And it's just like that John Maxwell quote I use.
Yep.
People don't care. You can spout at them all day long. They don't care how much you know. unless they really think you care. And that's that know, like, and trust factor. That right. is showing them that you want to know them and learn to actually like and get to know them better, and so that they can trust you and you can trust them and work together. And I think it is a lost art sometimes of people really taking time to do that and listening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, one of the things that I can expound upon a little bit is even making sure that you have that truth and trust and transparency all throughout. And the reason why I say that is there are so many, you know, experiences where if someone is trying to work with a client, grow their business, unfortunately, sometimes the way that it happens is clients feel that they're only being pitched or sold various elements of a campaign. Maybe it's a digital campaign or a TV campaign or a billboard campaign that benefit the seller. And so a lot of times I like to turn things around and work with our clients and partners here at Salem and say, look, you know, it's about a partnership, and I'm not going to be a yes person. I'm not going to tell you yes to every single thing that you're saying. And the reason that I do that is because it truly is a partnership. And a partnership means I have your vested best interest at heart. And I have that so much at the forefront of what I'm doing. I'm willing to go ahead and tell you exactly how things are, because if I don't have trust, which is foundational to the relationship that we have moving forward, I will never be able to gain that after the fact, because I've already conceded and I've built that relationship on shifting sands. So I think it's so critical when you're working with someone to even establish that. And I think when you do that, that is so refreshing, because so many people fail to do those things from the get-go. And I think it's all of those micro wins along the way that really start differentiating yourself compared to everybody else that's out there. And that established right. trust and just the way that we're building that foundation allows the client to be more vulnerable, but it also allows you to be vulnerable in a positive way to help them grow their business.
Exactly. That is so good. And, you know, you talked about micro wins and building that trust. And I think, okay, so, you know, when you are, when everybody talks, sometimes they just like, yada, 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 no, like, trust, no, like, trust. What does that really mean? Blah, 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 bunch of sales, mumbo jumbo. That is really a cycle of life and sales and everything you do, because no matter what you're doing, if you're in a nonprofit, if you are training your family, if you are doing whatever, you need to have that know, like, and trust factor in life with your friends so that people have confidence in you in whatever that capacity might be, right? And yeah. So when it comes to business, I love the phrase that people use. A lot of people are trying to marry you before they date. They're trying to jump to the big woohoo before they've even gone through the process. And I think building relationships is so hugely important. When I started my business, the number one thing people said to me, I had built a large community locally. And the first thing they said to me is, how can we help? Because when people care about you and they care about what you're doing, they want to help you in the process, right? And so that is the way you get those people to that trust level to where they will actually buy from you because they want to invest in your business. When I want to invest in a nonprofit or in a business, I look at who do I know? Who do I know, like, and trust in that business that I can immediately go to? Had a plumbing issue this morning. Immediately went to my buddy who owns a plumbing company that I know that can help me, right? Because I trust him. And he's a believer on top of that, which makes it even better. And so, you know, I mean, I think that is where people, I think, get the cart before the horse, right?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think it really goes back to talk is cheap. I mean, so many people will tell you whatever they want. And just like what you said, I see it on LinkedIn. You know, you connect with someone and the next thing you know, it's, you know, the litany of all the different things that they could do. And it's disingenuous. But I think it's also living by that with actions. I was telling both my daughters that this weekend, it's like, hey, if I want to go ahead and build an empire, I could be thinking about it, I could be daydreaming about it, or I can actually put one foot in front of the other and make it happen. And it's the same thing. It's especially within sales organizations, your internal clients are going to be everyone that you work with. And I always make it a point to say, hey, look, you can call me any time of day or night, on the weekend, whatever it is, I will always be there for you. And so many people think that that is, no, you, but you know what, when push comes to shove and they have a challenge and life happens and that does happen, I'm always there for them. And through that, that's where you build that unbeatable trust and team where they start seeing you as someone else, and then they free themselves of maybe the $5,000 or 5,000 pounds of baggage that they've been carrying. They let that go and they say, okay, I can trust you. I can believe in you. You did it. Now, you know what? Because you did that to me, I'm going to start doing that to others. Yeah. And that's where that, you know, spark happens. Same thing with clients. Same thing. I mean, how many times in your career have you maybe made a phone call or followed up and it's 6:30, 7 o'clock? I mean, think about when we first connected. I mean, we're 3 hours difference time-wise. I think we're talking around 8, 9 o'clock at night on a Friday. But it's like, it was so important, so amazing. I felt like, I told you on that call, I felt so compelled to reach out to you because of who you are, your strong faith, just what you're doing in the community. And it doesn't matter that we're, you know, thousands of miles away. It's that is so raw, so beautiful. I had to do that. So again, we don't have to do those things in life. We make a choice. And that's where if we choose to live our lives like that, then the bountifulness of just what God is and what business is, wow, that is exponential. You can't even imagine what that looks like, because normally our plan is from this point to this point. But when as soon as we realize that that's not it, and his plan is like this all over the place, but the point is way up here. Yeah. Holy moly, sign me up for his plan all day long, because maybe, just maybe, I have it wrong.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah.
No, I mean, what you're saying is awesome. That's exactly right. You know, I think you feel that compelment, you're compelled to, yeah, compelment. Is that a word I started to use? Like, you feel that compelment.
New word in honor of Solar Eclipse Day.
There you go. Happy solar eclipse day. My mouth was solar eclipse there for a moment, but you feel compelled to help people and you're drawn to people because you've gotten to know them, like them, and trust them. And sometimes that happens faster than others. And sometimes there's other factors like shared faith that enters into that. What I think is so amazing about what you just said is that it is your choice. And as you see behind me, I am the live the life you choose type of guy, right? I always say life happens and then you choose, because so many people say to me, I can't choose what happens to me in life. And I say, yeah, you're right. Well, then how do I live the life I choose? I said, because you get to choose where you go from there. Life happens to you and then you get to choose. We make choices every day, every moment. Things happen. And I'll tell you the truth. I'll be honest. I had kind of a lousy start to the day today.
Yeah.
And you know what? I made a choice to overcome that. I made a choice actually to go into prayer and to really seek people that would pray for me and God's strength in my life so that I would overcome that, right? I moved beyond that on purpose. I chose that because I was not going to stay in and live in the spot that I was in. And we all have that. You know what? I mean, no matter what we do, and I'll tell you, I'm very intentional, because I've told everybody in this book, every morning before I get up, I talk to myself, because we have all those negative voices in our head. Right. And I was full of those this morning, but I choose every morning to just be thankful, be blessed for my beautiful wife, for God, for my family, all of that. Number two, I say, I've got this. You know, God has equipped me with the talents and abilities to do what I need to do, and the resources to do what I need to do. And number three, I say today's going to be awesome. And I'll tell you, I did it this morning. I was intentional, but I did it half-heartedly because I wasn't feeling it, but I chose to do it still. And because of that, I made another choice to overcome and another choice. And I am still choosing to look at things a different way. And that's what people need to know. It's what you choose in life. And when you choose those things, life looks a lot better, and you choose the right community, last comment, you know, we brought up LinkedIn and the people that hit us with a 5-page, you know, connection request.
Right.
And, but you know what? Someone asked me just the other day, what do you think about LinkedIn and how do I overcome all these people that are just bombarding me? And I said, you do that by what you put out, the community you choose, the environment you put yourself in, because as I've built and grown, I'm around more people like Patrice Caputo. I'm around more people that are adding value and strength to my life, way more people like that than the few that are still spamming me with 5-page sales pitches.
Right.
All how you choose, put out yourself. That is how you bring in the right kind of people. You build your own community, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I can't remember who actually said this, you know, maybe someone watching might, but you know, life is 10% of what happens and 90% of how you react to it.
Chuck Swindoll.
I mean, seriously, we forget those things. I remember one of my friends, and this is just a symptom of life, I think. And I tell his story often. His wife was going through a bad cancer scare. And for months, you know, about 9 months, every day, the relationship that he had with his wife was so amazing, so pure. They were so close in their relationship, not only with each other, but with God. And then he came to me a few months after that, and he's like, you know, I feel so bad. He had tears in his eyes. He's like, I feel so bad because 3 months have gone by. She's now moved past cancer. She's fine. Thank you, God. But I've totally forgotten about it. I've totally abandoned all of those feelings. And I feel horrible because I've gotten so caught up in the busyness of this world and I've forgotten the blessings that I've been given. And it resonated with me from the fact that that's because of this broken world. We could have such amazing things happen to us on a daily basis, but because there's so many distractions, we forget about those things. And that's, again, what we were saying before. It's a choice. I mean, when I look back at all the different things that I've done over my life and career, the highs and the lows, I just remember this. And again, I was telling one of my daughters this. It's the fact that I've made it through 100% of those days. But yet everything on a daily basis might say today is going to be the most challenging day. And I forget. And that's why, just like what you were saying, you have to be intentional. You have to focus on that. I was reading in Jesus Calling today, and that was the reading too. It's like God is there with you 100% of the time. His love is never ceasing, but yet we're the ones that forget, and we're the ones that don't draw near to him. He's waiting. He's right there. And that's really where I just like maybe what you were saying with yourself, it's first word, last word. The first thing I read is his word. The last thing I read is his word. And yep. I do that every single day, again, just to put in that full armor of God to get me ready against the challenges of the day. And they are going to come. They are always going to come.
That's right.
That's what the world is.
Preach it, Patrice. That is so awesome. In fact, you know, last week on the U Bible, if you anybody tunes into that, the story of the day was on the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
If you want to know about the full armor of God. And it, you know, it went right through that, the full armor of God last week. So anyway, all right. That's another show. We could do a whole show on, we could do a couple shows on that, but you
right,
know what I wanted to let everybody know, speaking of cancer, Perspectives on Cancer is available today on ebook and also in paperback. It's already been available for a short time. This is what's amazing about what you just said. My chapter, which begins on what page is that? 85, by the way, but on 86, it says in here, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Charles Swindoll.
I love it.
So, and then I give my cancer story. And you know, the thing with that is so true, beyond what you could ever realize. People, you know, when I was diagnosed with cancer, you know, the first thing that my oncologist and my doctors told me, the biggest benefit and healing thing that you have in your life, healing power, is your positive attitude, your strength and your faith in God. That is your strongest weapon. And the thing that you all know is how do you react to things? What is your perspective? What is your mindset on those things? It's easy to get down under. And I'm telling you, it was a battle of the enemy this morning. Not scarcity in your life, but abundance of blessings with family and friends and little things. The fact that you're able to wake up in the morning and you're able to walk across the floor in the house that you own or the apartment you rent or whatever, the place you have to live. There's so many blessings. I just got, as I am trying to figure out how to deal with computers and go on vacations, and I get a note from a friend in Uganda that doesn't have enough money for his baby to buy formula.
Right.
It starts making you think how blessed we truly are. So, Patrice, you and I could talk for everybody, but you know what?
Yeah,
time is wrapping up, man. So we gotta do this. We gotta get your gold nugget of the day. What you believe you want really everybody to remember from today. And then how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And I think I'll just kind of bridge off of what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you can't do it for you, do it for all the other people that can't do it.
Yeah.
Live your life that way. That's what you were saying. That life of intention, that life of genuineness, really take heart and have that attitude of gratitude, especially just the experiences that we have in life. There are so many other people that have it 10 times, 100 times worse. We do live in a land of opportunity. So don't limit yourself up here. Open yourself up here so you can make all things possible. So I think that's what I'd like to leave everybody with. But then also, people can go ahead and find me on LinkedIn. As we mentioned before, my name is Patrice Caputo, Director of the Carolinas for Salem Media. I help businesses grow, scale, utilizing all sorts of digital advertising all over the country. So happy to go ahead and help all of you grow. And Russ, just thanks again for an amazing opportunity. I look forward to coming back on. And like you said, I could do this because, again, I care so much about everybody listening and then just the sensitivity and the importance of everything that we're talking about. So thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful solar eclipse day today as well.
Yes. I've got friends, including my daughter, in Texas to see the full eclipse. We were blessed a few years back here in Salem. We were like prime smack dab in the middle of the full solar eclipse. So my beautiful wife and I sat on our front porch and just watched it. Yes, we've got friends in Texas today. They're going to be right in the middle of the full eclipse. So we'll see part of it. If the clouds go away, we have clouds today, so we'll have to see. But anyway, Patrice, thank you. You're a blessing, and I'm going to say goodbye, but I'm going to send you to the green room. Hang tight for just a minute, and we'll chat when we get done here.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks.
You betcha. Wow. Wow. Thanks, everybody. What an amazing show. I'm always learning and always encouraged by the amazing guests that I have on, and so thankful. So thankful. Thankful for all of you, and thankful for the guests that I have and the sponsors that I'm blessed with every week. And so thankful for all of them again today. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. If you ever want to talk about sponsorships of one of these live streams, it's a great way to get visibility for you and your business. Love to chat with you. So just reach out to me here, message me on the platform you're on, or go to russ@russhedge.com. That's simple. That's my email, russ@russhedge.com is an easy way to get to me. And I am just so thankful that you're here today. I wanted to just remind you, the books that just came out, there we go, Beyond Boundaries, Thriving in the Gray Zone. This one, again, international bestseller, great collaborative book, Perspectives on Cancer, just came out in ebook today. So please take a look at that. And right after this show, have another show. It's the Experience Local, Live with Russ and Scott. It also broadcasts on local radio, AM 790, part of Hope 107. And it is all about believers in business. And we're focusing on local people. And a lot of people say to me, well, why should I watch if it's all local? Because we're encouraging you to look to your local community. You know, we have a global community, which is amazing, but don't forget your local community, your local economy, and blessing and helping them, people that are close to you. So that is what we have coming up here today. And I think with that, we're just going to wrap things up for today. So I just appreciate all of you being here. You know, we're here every week, Monday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time for your viewing and listening pleasure. Don't forget this covers the audio podcast too. You can listen on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, whatever. And until this coming Thursday, which is our next show, have a great day and a great life. See you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.